Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, our King. Amen. Our text is the gospel. Jesus riding on the donkey into Jerusalem as King. Let us pray as we consider the word of God. Lord, remind us that we cannot live on mere bread alone, but we live only on every word that comes from your mouth. Give us your word, strengthen our faith, draw us close to you that we honor you, submit to you as our King, put our faith in you as our King who delivers us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Today is a great day for First Lutheran Church. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say,
rejoice.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna.
Little weak. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Palm Sunday and Confirmation Sunday. Seven young people today taking a great vow, making a great vow before God to be faithful to God who's already washed them, cleansed them, made them his children. And so we lay our hands on them today. May God give you strength and power of the Holy Spirit to keep this vow. Only by the Spirit can you keep it. Great day for Darby and Anna and Luke and Stephanie and Harrison, Justin, Michael. What is our prayer and our desire for these confirmands today? What really is our prayer and our desire for them, young people being confirmed? Let me tell you what my prayer is for them, what my desire is for them here on out until the Lord calls them to heaven. And this is my prayer and desire for all of you as we begin Holy Week for the rest of your life, for that matter, as a baptized Christian. My prayer is this, my desire is this, may they and may we all be donkeys. Who wants to be a donkey? God calls us sheep. Don't think we like that a whole lot either. And I suggest he also wants us to be like this little donkey in the Palm Sunday story. Not flattering, not glamorous, but the Christian life is never that flattering or that glamorous here on this earth. That's heaven. May these seven young people, you guys want to be a donkey? Doesn't sound very good, does it? May we be a donkey. What a great example the donkey is in the story. Donkey is a very important part of the story. If you ask any little kid, what did Jesus ride on? They almost all know, a donkey, ha ha, a donkey, it's kind of cute. Great example this donkey is, that's why he's part of the story for the church. Three things that Jesus does for this donkey. It's our prayer he ever does these things for these kids and for all of us. First of all, notice how Jesus literally rules over the donkey. He is king of the donkey. The first thing he's king of as he enters the story is this donkey. He sits on the donkey. He doesn't just lead the donkey by a rope or talk to the donkey. Come on, donkey, come on, come on, let's go to Jerusalem. Doesn't pat it on the back. Come on, you can do it, donkey, come on. Doesn't pull it by a rope. Come on, you stubborn old fool. Not any of that. He actually sits on the donkey. And he directs the donkey. He controls the donkey. He leads the donkey. He masters the donkey. Where Jesus wants to go, the donkey takes him. Christ is master. He is king of this donkey. And this is a minor miracle of this Palm Sunday gospel that we often just kind of pass over. We're told it's a colt, never been ridden. So if Jesus gets on it, if anybody gets on a donkey, never been ridden, it's going to buck and yell and scream and try to run off. It doesn't want someone sitting on it, but not this donkey. There's no yelling, no screaming, doesn't try to run off, doesn't yell and scream at all. Totally under the control of its master, Jesus. And yes, it's our prayer for these kids, for all of us. Jesus, sit on me and master me and lead me because I'm a poor little donkey that doesn't know what I'm doing in life. I need you to take me where you want me to go. Isn't that our prayer? May we be like this donkey and have Jesus sit on us. He doesn't hurt us. We're not told he kicks the donkey. Doesn't scold the donkey. Just rides the donkey in his gracious love and guides it. These confirmands will take a vow here in a little bit of the fact they believe in God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and they will remain faithful to Him and be His forever. All important vow. This is more important than the marriage vow, any other vow they would ever make. Here it is today, and may the Spirit help them to keep this vow. He's led them to make the vow to begin with. And in summary, what is the vow? In summary, the vow is this. You are saying to Jesus, Jesus, sit on me. That's confirmation. Be my king, Jesus. I want you to rule over me and master me. Sit on me, Jesus. That's the confirmation vow. And never get off. Never ride me where you want me to go. That's the confirmation vow. That's our prayer for these kids. They're going to get Jesus in their hands soon, the body and the blood, and get Jesus in their mouths and in them, life and salvation, and may Jesus be on them and on us, that He ever rides us to eternal glory, the New Jerusalem. What does a donkey say? Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. We're not going to do a hee-haw in church. But it is appropriate to say, He's head. He's head. He's head. Say that with me, the congregation. He's head. He's king. Say that. He's king. He's master. Repeat. He's master. That's the cry of us donkeys. He's head. He's master. He's king. The great temptation for these seven kids and for all of us is this. Probably our biggest temptation. We want a Savior. We all want a Savior. Save me, Jesus. Forgive me. Wash me. I'm a sinner. Save me. Rescue me. We all want that. But we're not so sure we want a king. We want to go off and do our own thing. Save me, rescue me, but then get out of my life, Jesus. And when I need rescuing, come rescue me again, but then get out of my life. He enters Jerusalem as king, as Lord. If you will not have Him as king, you won't have Him as Savior either. He's both, always. He rules over the donkey. Secondly, He rewards the donkey. He lets this ugly, smelly little beast share the spotlight with Him. This is the God of creation. And He shares the spotlight. He shares glory. He shares the attention of the world and heaven with a donkey. You imagine that? And so for 2,000 years, we've talked about this little donkey. He's a part of the story. He's important. He has glory. He has honor. He has a spotlight. He's rewarded with honor by Jesus, by being with Jesus. Wow, what a God we have. He ever, Jesus always exalts the humble. He always makes the last first. He always gives honor to sheep and donkeys and lifts them up to be His very own children and have the attention of heaven on them. That's Jesus. The last shall be first. Donkeys shall be exalted. Think of His birth. By the way, we have some of Christmas in this story. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. When did we first hear that? Christmas time, glory in the highest. He's coming now into Jerusalem as He came in the manger. He's coming, ever coming. I want in. I want in. I want to be your king. Let me in. Let me in. I want to be your king. Let me in. I'm knocking. Let me in. He always exalts the humble. Joseph and Mary at the birth, they're important. Shepherds are important. Wow, what a God. Then when He calls disciples, Peter, James, and John, fishermen are suddenly important. They're part of the story. Why? Because they're with Jesus. Because they're with Jesus. And He exalts them. Matthew's important, the tax collector. Zacchaeus, that poor little man climbing the tree, he's important. Next Sunday, the first one to see Him alive is who? Mary Magdalene, a woman possessed with seven demons and a prostitute probably. She's exalted. She's important. Why are they all so important? Because they're with Jesus. He lifts them up, shares the spotlight with them. I give you the glory that I have. I share everything with you. Today is a glorious day for these seven kids. It's a day they have the spotlight on them. Guys, you get to wear a white robe, and you get a little stole you get to take home for the power of the Holy Spirit who is with you. And I'm sure the guys love the little flowers they're wearing. Am I right, fellas? Love those little flowers? Yes, very good. And you have a red insert in your bulletin with your names on it. Wow, all that important stuff there. And you got questioning. I know they enjoyed the questions we had earlier, didn't you? Did a great job. And you had a cake in your honor and some food in your honor. Yes, a thumbs up, Michael says. Very good. And you're going to be confirmed in communion. You get attention here. You're going to walk out, shake hands, have pictures taken. A lot of attention, a lot of spotlight on you today. And after that, probably lunch and maybe some cards and some gifts and maybe some money involved. Oh, it's a great day. I love confirmation. Well, the most glorious thing today is not wearing a white robe, this one anyway. The most glorious thing is you're already robed in the righteousness of Jesus because you're baptized. And there all of heaven had its eyes on you, and God said, you're my son, you're my daughters, I love you, you're mine forever. They're the spotlights on you. You're God's baptized. You're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. That makes you important in heaven. Maybe you're not important here on earth. Maybe you're not important in your school. You're a nobody. In God's house, you're a somebody. You're a child of God, an heir of salvation. Remember that when life is difficult and no friends and what am I going to do in life? You're a child of a living God, baptized. That's glory. And then you're going to commune today. This is what an honor for donkeys and sheep to come to our manger here and feast on Jesus' body and blood for the first time. Christ is truly here, my body for you, my blood for you. You're forgiven of your sins, you're mine, the apple of my eye, my treasured possession, my royal diadem. That's who you are. You're a somebody in the kingdom of God. I share my glory with you, my honor with you. I share myself with you. You're a child of God right there with me. We're at the right hand with the Father. You're right here by me. What a God we have to take the least and to make them the greatest, to give honor to a donkey. I read an article this week. The title captured my attention. The title of the article was "The Soup That Changed My Life." A soup changed your life? You know what kind of soup it was? Green soup. I wonder what this guy's life was like before he had the green soup, if a green soup changed his life. But he talked about, oh, parsley and what else is in that? Spinach and probably broccoli and all your greens. He made a soup and it changed his life. He's so healthy now, eating green soup. You can have it. I'll take the chicken and noodle, or better yet, the beef and noodle, right? Green soup changes my life. You know what changes our lives. It's not green soup. It is the grace of God. The grace of God in Christ who lived and died and rose again that we celebrate this week. And may that grace of God that you know and receive, may it ever renew and change our lives, forming us to be His forever, and we already are. He rules the donkey, He rewards the donkey, and then most important of all, before any of that, He releases the donkey from its bondage. We are told specifically, little details, that this donkey, two things, it has two problems. Number one, it's tied up. Now, why is that there? Because the donkey is an object lesson. That's why it's there. The donkey is tied up. It's in bondage. The donkeys don't want to be tied up. No animal wants to be tied up. It can't go anywhere. It's tied up. And it's also in the town of Bethany, outside of Jerusalem. Bethany was a very poor little town. The name Bethany means house of poverty. So here, the donkey represents you and I. We are tied up to sin. We're in bondage to sin. We can't do what we want to do. We can't truly live because of our sins. We're all tied up in bondage, and we're in poor Bethany, this poor earth, and no one here and nothing here can release us and untie us and lead us out of our bondage. We're on this poor earth in bondage. And Christ says, untie the donkey. That's absolution for the donkey. Untie it. Bring it to me. It's now mine. I want that donkey. Nobody else wants the stinking little donkey, but I want the donkey. It's mine. And that's you and I. Untie Darby. Untie Anna. Untie Michael and Justin and Harrison. Untie Stephanie and Luke. Untie them. Release them from their bondage. Take them from the poverty of this earth to the new Jerusalem called heaven. That's where he takes the donkey. Jerusalem, heaven, the church. You've been untied, released from your bondage. You're rich kids because you have the mercy and grace of God, and you're in the church, and you have your names written in heaven. Never think you don't have stuff. Never think I'm poor. I don't have the stuff other kids have. You have everything when you have Jesus Christ. Everything you could possibly ever want. And don't grab all the other stuff and let go of Jesus. What a fool you would be for doing that, which a lot of people do. He releases the donkey from its bondage and sets it free. You know, to conclude, I read a quote from one of my favorite actors. He's a comedian, Chevy Chase. He kind of shows my age, an older actor. And he was asked to give advice to younger people. He's an actor, comedian. And here's Chevy Chase's advice to young people. Break as few bones as possible and make as much noise as you can. What great advice. What foolishness. But that's the world. Kids, make as much noise as you can. Be out there and yell and scream and have fun. Make a bunch of noise. What noise is, we don't care. Just enjoy your life and don't break any bones. That's sad. As Christians, we're not here to make a lot of noise except to praise Jesus and proclaim his name. That's the noise we make. We do that with humility. But we are here to listen. A lot of what you guys have done over the last 2 years is listen. And sorry you got to listen to this old guy and listen to mom and dad. But listen, because it's really Jesus speaking. We're not here to make noise. We're here to listen to what Jesus comes out of Jesus' mouth and to receive what Jesus gives. That's a Christian, listening, hearing the word of God, receiving God's word, and God says you're free. God says you're released from your bondage. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. Say with me, church, you are forgiven. One more time, you are forgiven. May you come and listen to those words thousands and thousands of times as a Christian. Never get tired of hearing them. You are forgiven and released from your bondage. Who wants to be a donkey now? Yes, Jesus rules the donkey, rewards the donkey, releases the donkey. Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna in the highest. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.